Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, hi, Juichi. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Joey Ito with Jeremy Wagstaff, who writes for the Asian Wall Street Journal and what else?
Wall Street Journal Online. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I know you're a gadget guy. I don't know. Have you ever seen any other podcasts from airplanes?
I haven't, no. I was talking to a couple of people yesterday, Byron from Clip and Seal and Buzz Brugman from Active Words, who were trying out Skype from a plane, but we didn't actually get around to voice, so I think this is the first time I've chatted with somebody on a plane.
No, this is pretty good, actually. There's very little lag, and you know, I have a 12-hour flight from Tokyo to Frankfurt. I can harass a lot of people by Skype.
It's excellent. Yeah. Where is your exact location now? Any idea?
I am just across the border from. I guess we're flying over. Now this shows my lack of understanding of geography, but I think we're just flying over Korea right now.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting. So I guess I mean, just last month I paid $10 a minute to call over the sat phone, and now we've got $30 for 12 hours of Wi-Fi, and we can do podcasting on Skype. That's pretty groovy.
It's very good. Yeah, that's excellent, isn't it?
Well, thank you for
people do using this on planes.
Have
you seen other people using this on the flight?
Yeah, I have, but I heard a rumor that there's only 4 or 5 people per flight using it, which doesn't bode well for the business model, at least at this point. So I hope more people use it. I mean, I think more people using it will lower the bandwidth that I have. Last time I checked, I had a actual throughput of 300 kilobits per second. But somebody is trying to call me here. Let me disconnect them. Yeah, I think it'll get a little bit more crowded as more people use it, but I think we need a few more people using it for the trial to be successful. This is a wonderful thing. So
it's excellent. It's coming out very clear this end, and surprisingly so. I'd imagine it would be much more choppy.
Yeah, no, it's fine over here. I heard also another rumor that it's choppy near the airports, where it's a bit more congested. But as you fly over more remote areas, then you have less traffic. So, thank you for participating in this experiment. I'm going to post this audio file immediately. And
okay.
But I'll chat with you later.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good flight.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.